today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Assalamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about mockery in the view of Islam, so I invite you to be with us.
Woke up with the light, a sky so blue upon my eyes, with a thankful heart. Today is another brand new start. I feel so positive, just wanna do my best and show this world I'm living in all of the love that I can give, give, give.
There are many things that I can do,
many things, yeah,
that can make me feel so close to you.
My heart when I'm
loving, 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 loving you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Today, Friday, is the 26th of Safar 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the first of the month of Mehr 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 23rd of September 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Mu'minun verses 109 to 110.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنه كان فريق من عبادي يقولون ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا يقولون ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين.
Indeed, there was a party of my servants who said, Our Lord, we have believed, so forgive us and have mercy upon us, and you are the best of the merciful.
فاتخذتموهم سخريا حتى أنسوكم ذكري وكنتم منهم تضحكون.
But you took them in mockery to the point that they made you forget my remembrance, and you used to laugh at them.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
If the relations between members of society were based on sympathy, cooperation, and mutual assistance, and they benefited from each other's skills, arts, and labor, then society would develop, become stronger, and most of its problems would be solved. But if social relations are mainly based upon humiliation, disenfranchisement, discrimination, and hopelessness, such a society will forget Allah and decline.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbil Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadu Rasulullah.
La ilaha illallah,
We're speaking about mockery in the view of Islam. Islam gives immense importance to the rights of people. Hurting someone physically, emotionally, or mentally is a great sin in the eyes of Allah and will be dealt by Him alone in this world and the hereafter or akhirah. We as Muslims should be very careful of our words and actions that could hurt others. In our lives, we come across many people who turn out to be toxic and oppressors in any way. They can be parents, relatives, in-laws, spouses, siblings, friends, or any other relation. And we might feel oppressed and do not have the courage of saying no.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. Making fun of people from Islamic perspective. Parenthetically, it must be indicated that hypocrisy is a widespread defect in many, many communities. For example, an industrial company that propagates, that spreads news here and there that, for example, the goods that we produce is the best one. The goods that we produce are the best ones of the best quality, while in reality you find that the products, are not good or are not as good as they make people believe. This is, of course, a kind of hypocrisy, and it should be avoided. Another one is that some people who take pleasure in committing sins and being indulged in committing sins, and not only, deteriorating their own lives, but also threatening the lives of other people in order to deteriorate their lives, they are among those people who come to make fun of true believers. Because of these indications, we find that in the Holy Quran, there are many indications to avoid making fun of other people. Parenthetically, it must be indicated that from here and there, throughout the Holy Quran, there are many indications, but if you check the surah Al-Hujurat and the Surah Luqman in the Holy Quran, you can find ample examples. In the Surah Al-Hujurat, you find that there are very straightforward instructions in this regard. However, in the Surah Luqman, within the story of, within the account of Luqman or the sage Luqman, you can find that Luqman instructs his son. Indications of the instructions we receive from Luqman shouldn't be regarded as just a historical evidence. Rather, it must be indicated, those instructions should be regarded as social teachings for all people in all communities. Thank you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
here in this part, punishment for hurting others in Islam. Hurting others is an open sin in Islam. The one who has oppressed someone or hurt them in any way will not be able to get away with his bad deeds. Allah is all-knowing and he sees everything. He will be bankrupted on the day of judgment, even if he had fasted and prayed endlessly, because Allah takes into account the violation of rights of his servants. His good deeds will be transferred to the oppressed and he will remain empty-handed. When we hurt our fellow Muslim brothers, this comes under violation of rights of people. If the person that we have hurt forgives us, then only we can ask for Allah's forgiveness, provided our repentance is pure and sincere.
I praise Allah for sending me you, my love. You found your home, it's here with me, and I'm here with you. Now let me let you know, you've opened my heart. I was always thinking that love was wrong, but everything was changed when you came along.
Come here to see how to stop people from mockering. One way is giving a witty comeback. A sick burn is a great way to turn the tables on those mocking you. This tells them that you are above their comments and makes them look bad in the process. A clever comeback sends the message that you are not an easy target and there are consequences for messing with you. Say something like, "Wow, did you come up with that all by yourself?" Or, "Pardon me, but you seem to think that I care." Act like it did not happen. This is another way to stop people from mocking. Blowing off those mocking fun of you takes away much of their power over you. This demonstrates that you are above their comments and that they have not impact on you. This is only takes you out of the immediate situation, but also undermines the bully's ability to further ridicule you. Try to walk away confidently and calmly. This will convey to the people mocking you that their words have not hurt you.
Scholar wrote a book, and there is a beautiful story in that book. He says, I was during my residency in my medical school, they assigned me to one of the villages in Egypt, remote villages, during my residency. So one day, the local clinic received a call, emergency call. So he said, I boarded the ambulance with the driver. We were heading to the house where we received the call from it. The house was in the middle of the farms. At that time, there were no many cars. And when people saw cars, especially kids, what would they do with these cars? Huh? You remember from your childhood, what happens to these cars? Huh? Some of them, they run after the cars. Others are more generous. They throw stones. Yeah, I've seen this. Because this is something strange, invading their territory, their land. So they start throwing stones. So he says those kids, they started throwing stones. The windshield broke. So the driver of the ambulance, rather than going to that house to save the life of the patient, he diverted and he went into a side road chasing those boys. I said to him, listen, we have a mission here. There is a guy who is about to die. I have to get myself there. Leave those kids. Leave them alone. If you want to chase those kids, we are going to fail in our mission. Focus on your mission. Don't care about what people do. This is our journey in this life. In this life, we have to focus on our mission. There are many people who criticize us, who do not like us. They don't want to see us in this country. Should we pack and go? Should we sit at home and then always remember what X man said to me, what Z man said, what this, what that. You are not going to be able to focus on your life, on your work, on your mission. You failed. You failed. So God said to the Prophet, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Turn away from them. Ignore them. They are not going to stop. They are not going to stop their attacks on you. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. The best thing is just to ignore them. Don't listen to them. And don't let them distract you from your main mission.
That was all for today's special. We were speaking about mockery in the view of Islam. So, inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, God bless all of you, and we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.